Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and welcome to Parashat Mat'ot Mas'ei, the two last portions of the Book of Numbers. We are now facing the last speech of Moses that will start in the next book. We're going into the technicalities of different issues of how to finish up the journey on the desert. And just last week, we talked about the daughters of Tzofchad and their request to receive land in the land of Israel. And this week, we're going to face the opposite. Two tribes, Reuben and Gad, comes to Moses with a request that is quite simple in the beginning, but the reactions of Moshe shows it's not simple at all. They come to Moshe, the two tribes, and say something as follows. You know, God blessed us with a lot of possession. We have a lot of farm animals. We had a lot of sheep. We had a lot of cows, whatever. Here, where we are right now, on the other side of the Jordan, on the east side of the Jordan, is a very blessed land, a lot of greenery, a lot of grass. Allow us to stay here. Naive request, simple request, and Moshe's reaction is really, really hard. By definition, he goes to them and says, what are you doing? You're going to wicked the people. What are going to people who are going to enter the land are going to think? Are you going to abandon them when they're going to war? What do you think? The attack is so strong, and if you read the text, it's almost that they almost caught them off guard. They did not realize that request was so severe. And then initially they started immediately and explained that wasn't our plan. No, we will be there. We will fight with the people. We will do that. We don't consider it us abandoning the land of Israel, but it's going to be more suitable for us. In the end, on the book of Joshua, they will come and fight with the Israelites for 7 years, and they're going to stay 7 extra years, the men, to make sure that everybody's going to settle down. This story of the two and soon to be 2.5 tribes is a pinnacle story in the book. It's so important to remember it, and I think there are a couple of main lessons we can learn for life about these stories. Number one, when Moshe comes and asks them to do this, come back and fight with the people, it teaches us a very important halachic rule. It's called tnai. Tnai means only if you're going to do something, then something will happen. The fact that Moshe says that, he doesn't say only if you're going to fight, you can stay here. He also says, if you will fight, you can stay here. And if you're not going to fight, then you cannot stay here. There's two ways in the terms. It's true about life. When you are dealing with a situation, you need to go into the details. And Moshe understands, we're dealing with something that I'm not going to see. I'm going to die in a couple of years, and they can come and all the agreement and say, that was Moses told us. He had to make sure that the deal would be sealed from all directions. Make it serious, and the commitment is real. Only when the serious terms are real, then the commitment is real, and we saw that they really fulfilled it. But going back into the grounds of what really happened there, surely everybody understands it on the same notion. What made the people realize they want to stay there? Their money, their possessions, their life was well. They were blessed by God, and they decided that what's more important is to stay on the other side and to make sure that they will fulfill their life journey. It's not the first time it happens. I mean, that was the first time, but it will happen again. In the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, and after the destruction of the temple, there were people who would stay in Babylon and live their life quietly, even in the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Look around you, the Jews who stayed there and decided to live because they're better off there. The second value that we learn from it is, what are your priorities in life, man? What do you think life is about? When these two tribes decide to take the decision that we're going to stay there because the economy is better, because we have better opportunities, because life there is better, they will pay a price in the end. Our sages tell us because they did that and they cited this decision, they were the first tribes to go to exile. They will be thrown from the land, and they will be searching for themselves all over the world after that. Even in the verses, it says that when they asked, let us build fences for animals and house for our kids. And Moshe corrects them. It says, priorities, first of all, it's your children. I think in a wider perspective, it's something we're all facing. When we make life decision based on economy, we don't prioritize our children and our family necessarily. A decision that's made only purely from economy will not question and will not even consider what does it mean to your family, what is going to mean to your children, how your decisions now are going to face in the future. And the third, maybe the most relevant thing right now, is the question that Moshe brings them. Are your brothers going to fight and what about you? How sad it is that until these days we have people who cannot realize it. They don't see how people fight in Israel and some don't. We have brothers here living in Israel. You know that debate. You know it's on the news. People, cultures, tribes, if you want to call it families that decide not to be part of the journey and fight about Israel. What does it mean? They are your brothers. You don't care. You don't want to be participating. All the, you know, excuses and all the things we know. But deep down, there's always going to be this question. When you see your brothers fighting and dying, what about you? Are you participating in the greater goal of the nation? I think it's connected. If people are dealing with their economy and they care about their decisions based on what's more comfortable to me, surely they won't go and fight because fighting is not comfortable. Moshe confronts the tribes and decides to allow it to happen. But in the midst of it, he also brings up another factor. He will connect the two tribes, half a tribe, the tribe of Manasseh, the tribe that the daughters of Sofchat from last week, we just heard a story about. This is the family. What is so important in this? How is it combining, and maybe even it's a solution to the obstacle we were talking about? Number one, they are a tribe that represents the connections to Israel. They are a tribe that's connected to God and to learning and to spirituality. If these two tribes that decide to stay there are not so connected, and or at least they make decisions based on other factors, they need to be strengthened. Moshe doesn't criticize them and say, you have no hope. He says, I understand your decision making is not the best. Maybe we will bring and enforce some strength, some other people that shows example of what's really life is all about. Taking responsibility on your nation is not only by fighting, is also seeing your brothers in a place that is a bit confused, in a place that made decisions that are not so good, and you're there to influence them, to connect with them, and to be with them. We do not abandon our brothers and sisters. We care about our people. And Moshe embraced the two tribes. He doesn't take and say, you know what, you want to stay here, you can stay here. I don't care. He takes them and he says, okay, there's a process here. Let's bring you back. Let's show you what are the priorities in life. The connection to God and the connection to the land of Israel are those things. And if he was still suspicious about how much it will happen, because when you send half a tribe to these two tribes, they might influence you. This is why he divided the tribes. Half is going to be in the land, half is going to be in the other side. When you remember that your brothers and sisters, literally your family is in the other side, you are still connected. You cannot see themselves, you know, ignoring the other half. You cannot see them not fighting when it's needed. Because when you really feel, not because that they're a different tribe, they're your people, they're your family, you surely won't abandon them. I think this story represents a lot about what happens in Israel's culture today. The hopes and dreams of combining the nation into one place, the understanding that half of the nation is still outside of Israel, The fact that some people are fighting here and some people outside and inside are ignoring it. And the answer is this half a tribe. If you realize that half of your tribe is not around, things will look different. You will feel responsible. You will feel connected. You will feel that you need to show up. Fight, love, teach, and be there for your brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom.